The Paola 1 trial, we expect to result this year. So hopefully we'll be at ESMO. That study was run around the same time as SOLO 1 and enrolled a lot of BRCA patients. They all received chemo with bevacizumab. It was a European study where bevacizumab has been part of the standard of care for many years. So they all get bevacizumab. And then once they have responded, they're randomized to continue bevacizumab maintenance or add olaparib to their bevacizumab maintenance. And it's stratified by BRCA status. So we're not going to get, unfortunately, the missing arm is olaparib alone, because they weren't thinking that way at the time. But you are going to get a somewhat of a signal of how well the BRCA patients do when you add bevacizumab. It's hard to get better than a hazard ratio of 0.3. So, you know, it may just be a drug that they don't really need. The combination may be more important in the non-BRCA patients, but I think Paola 1 will give us a little information. And if it's positive and it becomes a standard of care, then I think that's what everyone's going to flip to. I mean, that's my prediction.
Interesting.
Because it's easy. Then you don't have to think about it. You just are going to start your Bev and chemo and continue it once they're done. You're not going to have to make a choice. So that's a pretty important study coming up.